USA News. I'm Richard Johnson.
China is a real threat and one we need to take seriously, which is exactly why we're here today.
Montana Democrat John Tester at the start of a Senate Foreign Affairs Committee hearing on U.S. policy towards China. A top diplomat told the panel, China's become more aggressive overseas. Lawmakers also get a briefing today on what the government knows so far about the Chinese spy balloon shot down last week. President Biden confirms he may visit Poland around the anniversary of the Russia-Ukraine war. He emphasized the operative word is may. The president's heading to Tampa to talk about Medicare and Social Security. Beyond the magnitude number, we're getting an even scarier account of the power of those earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. TRT correspondent Obedo Hito is in the town of Hatay and explains.
There was at least 3 to 4 meters of tectonic plate movement that happened following these two very large earthquakes and all the aftershocks that happened following them. Those huge movements in the earth caused massive destruction. Even as far away, we're here in Hatay, about 175 kilometers away from where the epicenter was.
The confirmed death toll now tops 19,000, among them a family of 4 from New York City who are visiting relatives. Residents around Palestine, Ohio, are being allowed to come home nearly a week after a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed and caught fire. Officials say the air around the area is now safe.
What's it all about?
He didn't write the words to his hit songs.
When you started out, Alfie.
But Burt Bacharach's melodies made for some of the greatest songs of the 20th century. Alfie, the sky's in love with you. Do you know the way to San Jose? Raindrops keep falling on my head. Burt Bacharach died yesterday of natural causes at age 94. This is USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Babbel. Évidemment. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. That's radio to 64,000 to try Babbel free. R-A-D-I-O to 64,000.
The man accused of trying to kill himself and his family by driving their car over a cliff in central California is due in court today. And San Mateo County DA Steve Wagstaff says the evidence is solid.
So we have video showing the movement of the car as it went, after it left the tunnel, went up the hill, went turned off of the road, and then turned to go down the cliff.
Dharmesh Patel faces 3 counts of attempted first-degree murder. Offices are starting to fill up again, now nearly 3 years since the start of the pandemic. At the Real Estate Research Center at Texas A&M, Adam Perdue is still unsure of the scale of the return.
The idea that it was going to stay as low as it got was very oversold, but exactly how many people do end up coming back to the office is still an open question.
A new survey looking at 10 of the largest cities in the USA finds office occupancies at its highest level since the start of the pandemic. What's believed to be the oldest cheese shop in the USA is closing its doors. Aliva Dairy has sold cheese in New York City's Little Italy for more than 130 years. But it's another victim of the pandemic, racking up more than $600,000 in unpaid rent. The landlords agreed to forgive the bill if the store vacates its spot. Speaking of cheese, this is the day to honor one of our favorite cheese delivery devices, pizza. It's National Pizza Day, with shops around the USA offering deals and discounts. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.